STU, KI4DOS Mobile.
West, KK4FTU.
I'm still going, Gary. I'm kind of scratching my head wondering what in the world's going on with my commercial radio here in the car, in the truck, because all of a sudden it stopped working. Like, I'm thinking possibly an antenna connection issue. If you can't listen to music, you can talk on the other radio, right? But he's talking back. Yeah, I tell this on myself here, Richard. Years ago, I was driving a truck, and I was running West Coast, and I got really, really tired. Dropped my microphone, and I didn't wear my seatbelt all the time like I was supposed to, but I reached down and picked up what I thought was a microphone. It was a seatbelt buckle, and I talked into my seatbelt buckle for about 20 minutes. Because then I figured out nobody was coming back to me, and I wasn't getting out.
On the road, that's the main thing.
That is the main thing. I didn't run off the road, and didn't have an accident day and that sort of thing, so we all was good. But I told that to one of my buddies that I've worked with, and they said, "I ain't believing you told that on yourself." I said, "Why shouldn't I?" I said, you know, I'm the one that did it, and if I'm a big enough man to make the mistake, I'm big enough to say that, yeah, I did it. And he started laughing at that as well.
Yeah, that goes show a lot about character. If you're willing to admit you made a mistake and own up to it, you know, says a lot right there.
Make a mistake, you might as well own up to it. There ain't no sense in denying it. I was working in the warehouse and got in too big of a hurry and backed the forklift. It had a mono pedal down there, you know, forward and reverse is on the same pedal depending on which side you push down. And I was backing up. I picked up a pallet of material and was backing up, and I moved my foot over to forward instead of reverse, and it didn't go into forward gear, and I backed out through the side of the warehouse. I went in and told the boss man that, and he said, "I ain't believing you told me that." I said, "Well, I did it. And I didn't want somebody else to come running in here and tattling on me for something that I did." I said, "I'm big enough man to tell you that I did it." And it was a metal building, and I got some sheet metal screws and a battery-powered drill, and went down there and replaced all the screws in it and fixed it. He came down there and looked for it, and he says, "I can't see where you went through it." And I showed him, and he started laughing.
Talking about, I've ran a heister or two that was like that years ago.
I don't have to ride those things anymore. They didn't have any suspension on them. They, you know, it's like riding on that piece of steel on the concrete. You felt every little bump.
We had one that I never was in the seat of it, but it was big enough that it had a 454 in it.
Couple like that myself, and yeah, they you know, something like I don't know what the lifting capacity of the thing was, but it lifted a car up.
This one, it had tandem front wheels, so I think its capacity on it was like 30,000 pounds or more.
Same kind I drove, had the tandems on the front, and I didn't like working with it. It was just too big and cumbersome. It didn't turn as quickly as I wanted it to most of the time.
Got to use those when I was out at GE. They'd use them when they were doing wind turbines. They'd use them for the gearboxes.
We had a construction company that was next to us. They used them when they were retooling someplace that had to, yeah, they might have to lift a big old machine that weighed 10 or 12,000 pounds, and haul it around and that sort of stuff. But I didn't like it. It would do the job. You know, I'm not complaining about that. I'm just complaining, I guess, about having to do the job with it, because that's an awful lot of weight to be put on two little pieces of steel.
I worked at one place doing some contract work. I was joint jobs, and they had one they used for moving machines and such, and tail end would extend, and I think it was rated at 100 tons, but it didn't move very fast, which I wouldn't want something that had that capacity to move very fast either.
The UKI4DOS mobile. I'm with you with that, Richard. This has been years ago. I drove a truck for Winn-Dixie Food Stores, and I had to work on the yard one afternoon, and I was going in a trailer, and a driver pulled out just as I was going in. And I want you to know that is a scary feeling. You're sitting on a forklift, and it's falling down between the dock and the trailer you're going in. And those two forks stuck in the concrete, and I was thankful for that. And they had to go get two other lifts and to pick it up and get it back up on the dock and that sort of thing. But I'm telling you one thing, it like to have scared me to death.
The impact when it went through the concrete, I bet you had some nice bruises where the seatbelt was.
I bruised where the seatbelt was because I didn't have it on, but where my midsection and my chest hit the steering wheel, I thought I broke some ribs, but I didn't. It just bruised me up real bad. Well, we can tell some horror stories when it comes to forklift driving and that sort of thing. But enough of that. You making it on out through all that traffic out to the plant?
Not into the thick of traffic. I'm coming up on Pelham Road as we speak. Haven't made it quite there yet, but I don't know why, but southbound traffic just botches up right there. I guess everybody getting on at Pelham and everybody coming through that area, but it's backing up southbound, and I'm just starting to slow up now. KK4FTU mobile.
Not in that bad spot, but I drove it for over 20 years, that stretch of road. I don't miss it not one little bit. I miss being in the big truck every once in a while, but I don't miss that stretch up 85 and back every day.
You probably miss it about like a bad headache. The nice thing is it's slowed up, but it's still moving. Not fast, but it is moving.
I don't mind the slowing down, but I don't like to stop on the interstate. But in certain cases, you have to, whether you want to or not.
KK4FTU mobile with KI4DOS mobile. Getting the repeater every now and then and breaking squelch, but I'm not getting everything you're saying, sir.
T over there in Spartanburg here, Richard, and I'm pulling into the driveway here at the house, so you have a safe trip on to work. Don't work too hard. And the other station over in Spartanburg, try moving around till you get a real good signal on your HT, and then try it again. You're breaking out of the repeater, and you're just off your eggs just a little bit. Anyway, I'll say 73 to you for now. KK4FTU and the group, KI4DOS mobile.
How are you, supper, Gary? Tell Joy I said hello, and give me an early check-in, being I won't be able to get on the radio tonight for the net. KK4FTU, mobile unclear.
I'll do it. Take care, man. KK4FTU, KI4DOS, mobile clear.
Ben, copy.
here. Don't move. You're coming in good now, KK4FTU Mobile.
Excelente. I moved out to the front porch, and I guess I'm hitting you better.
Not a problem, too, if I'm on my HT in the house. You doing all right this afternoon? Oh, my goodness. 85 is not looking good. Thankfully, I only got a mile and a half to go.
85 is always a nightmare, but I'm not worried about that because I'm stationary. How are you tonight?
I'm at the plant to build some cars. I'm right at the airport exit, and we've hit a slowdown, so I've just got to suffer through it a little while till I get to 58.
I worked there for a little while, and I couldn't stand it because they just overbearing and whatever. I left. KY4QF.
No problem with retention of employees. I just can't figure out why.
Everybody like animals, and if you're not there or this or that, it's, I can understand they don't want to hold up the line, but it's brutal. And I saw that when I was there, so I left.
They have decent benefits and consistent work and good pay for what we do.
They do, but you just have to have the stamina to be with them. I got sick when I was employed, and it was the end of that.
Yeah, they're not the most forgiving of companies, but so far I'm enjoying it. It does take a toll on the body, though. I do understand that. Well, I'm going to step off because I am in the thick of it, and I need to pay attention to driving. KK4FTU Mobile.
QM, copy that. Have a good night.